Nicole Kidman warned of weapons of mass destruction back in the 90s.
This is Dr. Julia Kelly. I am issuing a presidential directive for a federal nuclear emergency plan. We have a possible weapon of mass destruction coming into the United States by unknown terrorist or terrorists.
Now the old movie plot of The Peacekeeper becomes the subject of a global nuclear conference at the White House.
We cannot wait any longer before we lock down these stockpiles, because we don't want to have any type of materials that fall into the hands of terrorist groups, because the results will be devastating.
What have they been waiting for? The international community finally catches up to the movies, Dirty Bombs and Dirty Little Secrets. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. It's Tuesday, April 13th. A familiar movie plotline becomes the subject of an unprecedented international conference at the White House.
And we know how often movies really predict realistic, pragmatic.
Let's hope not. Please, no.
Exactly. Let's get a look at the morning's top news. Day one of President Obama's nuclear summit produces a tangible result.
Ukraine announced a landmark decision to get rid of all of its stockpile of highly enriched uranium.
White House spokesman Robert Gibbs says it's enough for several nuclear weapons. But there's a long way to go. Experts say there's enough nuclear material in the world to make more than 120,000 nuclear bombs. Today's meetings will focus primarily on the dangers posed by terrorist groups going after that material.
Last night at the meeting, the world leaders discussed chilling warnings like this one from the president's counterterrorism chief, John Brennan.
Al-Qaeda has been engaged in the effort to acquire a nuclear weapon for over 15 years, and its interests remain strong today.
For more on that threat, we're joined by Matthew Bunn, professor at the Harvard Kennedy School and author of the new report, Securing the Bomb in 2010. Good morning, Professor.
Good morning.
So is it fair to say that on some level the international community is really just catching up with Hollywood's plot lines in dealing with this seriously and in a high-profile way?
No, I don't think so. I think we've been dealing with this for a while. But what President Obama has done is he's raised it to the level of presidents and prime ministers across the world. And I think that will give the effort a serious boost, which it needs to meet the goal of securing all nuclear material worldwide within 4 years.
All right. Coming up, a full discussion of the supply and demand in the nuclear terrorist market. Matthew Bunn, stay with us. We'll be back with you in just a moment.
A government report out of Pakistan this morning says up to 71 civilians were killed in a weekend airstrike near the Afghan border. This comes a day after American troops fired on a bus in Afghanistan, killing 4 people. On Capitol Hill, debate continues on a Senate bill to restore unemployment benefits to hundreds of thousands of jobless Americans. 4 Republicans joined Democrats in blocking a filibuster last night.
The unemployment numbers are reduced by one name, at least, as of last night. Conan O'Brien is taking his late-night show to TBS, a surprising move. Conventional wisdom had him going to Fox, but Fox affiliates have syndicated shows that end at different times. Here's what one fan had to say outside Conan's first live show in Eugene, Oregon, about the deal last night.
I'm happy he's not on Fox, just because he's better than that.
Conan's 5-year TBS basic cable contract gives him ownership of his own show. Asian and European markets are down. Futures are down on Wall Street. The Dow closed over 11,000 for the first time since September of 2008. It gets underway today, and there may be a dip at the open at 1,105. The S&P opens at 11,005, excuse me, and the S&P opens at 1,196. The NASDAQ opens at 2,457.
Later this hour, we're going to talk about how schoolyard bullying may be a problem. It is a problem. But what about workplace bullying? How prevalent is bullying in the office? And what do you do about it? And when does bullying cross the line from being a tough boss into illegal? Give us your story about workplace bullying. Have you ever been accused?
We've been getting zillions of these stories.
So many. Yeah. It's amazing how many people have encountered this. 877-8-MY-TAKE, or you can post to our site, thetakeaway.org, and we will talk about this later this hour. But first, we're going to talk about the president's nuclear summit and the difficulty in preparing for a nuclear threat.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.